Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As part of our ongoing post-Sandy coverage here at the Brian Lehrer Show, we'll keep speaking to community leaders from the areas hit hardest by the storm to check in on their recovery and progress. Today, we turn back to the South Shore of Nassau County, and I'm joined now by Jack Schneerman, the city manager of Long Beach, and Dr. Herb Brown, superintendent of the Oceanside School District. City manager, superintendent, thank you so much for making the time for us today. Hello.
Hi there. Hi,
and
Brian.
Jack Schneerman, I was hearing rumors as recently as this morning that Long Beach is still without power in many places or running water. That can't be true, can it?
That's not at all true. In fact, we have for some time now have had clean drinking water, a pumping sewer plant, and everybody who is safe to have power has been energized by LIPA. The trains are open and running. The schools are open, and our businesses have come back as well. And Long Beach is beginning to become slowly but surely back to normal. We lifted the mandatory evacuation order and we lifted the curfew. We still have a stepped-up police presence and a state of emergency to keep things nice and safe here. Slowly but surely, we're getting back to normal and looking forward to an incredible Thanksgiving on a community-wide basis.
So listeners in Long Beach and Oceanside, you want to check in and report on your community, 212-433-WNYC, just for our Long Beach listeners and our Oceanside listeners for the next few minutes, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Help get this going, we asked our callers on Monday how they were recovering from Sandy 3 weeks after the storm hit. Here's Gail in Woodmere, who had called up and had this to say.
It is total devastation on certain streets, our street in particular. The water just came gushing down the street. There are garbage bags 6-7 feet high. People's lives are just out on the street. Homes are, they just have to be emptied. And we have no heat. We have no electric. We have no telephone yet.
Still.
It's awful.
So, Gail and Woodmere on Monday. And Superintendent Brown, Oceanside, unlike Long Beach, has the advantage of being on the mainland, not a barrier island. But I hear that the Oceanside, I hear that the Oceanside schools are more or less back to normal. What went back into getting kids back in the classroom?
Well, Brian, we were out of school for 2 weeks, and three of our schools were flooded, School 9, School 8, and School 4. We were able to clean up two of those schools in time to get the kids back. But one of our elementary schools, School 8, is going to take another 6 weeks. And we actually had to move 450 students, the entire school, into one of our other buildings. So we're really running two schools in the same building. It took a lot of work on the part of a lot of staff members, administrators, teachers, parents, our buildings and grounds staff. We actually moved an entire building. And we were ready on the 13th of November after the kids were out of school for 10 days.
Let's take a call from Dan in Long Beach. Dan, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good morning. What are you thinking?
Oh, good morning. Well, I was wondering, going forward, if Long Beach is going to increase its preparedness from an infrastructure standpoint, or if we're going to leave ourselves open for this to happen, possibly again, sadly, in 10 months, if Mother Nature decides that that's, you know.
What would it look like to you, Dan, preparing with new infrastructure?
One of the things I would love to see, if at all possible, and again, financial situation doesn't really let it happen, but possibly with some aid from the federal government, it could be possible, would be a bona fide boardwalk with concrete that would also act as a seawall.
City manager, what do you think about that idea?
Well, I think Dan brings up an excellent point in that we have to learn the lesson here that we have, you know, obviously we were prepared for the 100-year storm. We had the 330-year storm. So we need to rebuild stronger, smarter, and safer. We need to get all the resources together and not just put things back as they were, but go stronger, smarter, safer. And the key piece to that, as Dan brings up, is called mitigation. We have to build so that we can withstand a stronger storm. We're going to get all the best ideas from all the right folks, and figure out how our boardwalk comes back not only quickly, but stronger and safer.
And so there have been some big picture discussions, as you know, City Manager, whether or not rebuilding is the right thing to do in various of the most vulnerable coastal areas like Long Beach, especially with weather trends suggesting storms of this magnitude aren't just going to hit every 300 years. What do you say to those who argue against coastal redevelopment?
Well, I think the point is well taken that we can't assume this will never happen again. We know that there is climate change out there and things may happen again. But we also know that if we rebuild and with a proper, properly along our coastline, along our beach, and we actually do real bulkheading along the bay as well, that we can mitigate some of those impacts. We know that the places that were best prepared here in Long Beach fared well. The homes that were raised due to the new FEMA restrictions, they fared well. So there's some common sense that lessons learned that we can implement and some real, preventative steps that we can take to improve our infrastructure that can allow us to rebuild in a safe, smart, and strong way going forward. But I think we're a hardy bunch here in Long Beach, and we're not going anywhere, and we know that Long Beach is going to be back better than ever.
Sounds like you need a barrier island to the barrier island.
Well, that would be helpful, sure.
Arlene in
yes.
Oceanside, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, it's so great to talk to you. I spoke to you during the hurricane
thank
when
you
I
for
could
calling.
Get through.
Thank you.
And thank God you were on because I had no lights, no hot water, no electric. I still don't have hot water or heat. And I was calling because FEMA, I have no flood insurance, and therefore I have to rely on FEMA. And I'm just wondering how they're distributing funds, first for emergency assistance and for settlements. It seems like it's an arbitrary amount. It's very subjective. It depends on the adjusters. And like I said, right now I still have no hot water, no heat because it's hard to get a boiler.
Superintendent Brown, I know you're with the schools and not with FEMA or, management of the town per se, but can you shed any light on this for Arlene?
Well, I met with FEMA, the people who are running FEMA for Nassau County. They came to meet with me as a representative of the schools, and they said they're setting up their offices in Woodbury in the Cablevision area and that they would be contacting everyone. We're working with FEMA for the schools because we're going to have a multi-million dollar claim, and after our insurance kicks in, we have to work with FEMA on that level. In my own personal house, FEMA came and gave me relocation expenses. I live in Oceanside, and believe it or not, Brian, I'm actually living in Long Beach now while I'm rebuilding in Oceanside in a high-rise in Long Beach, which is kind of a twist. But in terms of FEMA, they seem to be dealing with people individually, and I would just suggest to this caller that she contact them in Woodbury unless they have a local office.
So your escape from your damage near the epicenter of the storm was into the epicenter of the storm.
As strange as that sounds, that's where my available apartment turned out to be.
Joseph in Long Beach, you're on the air. Hi, Joseph.
Hey, Brian, how are you? Love the show.
Thank you.
I just had a quick comment for the city manager. A lot of people, whether or not it's exaggerated or not, there are fears, even though the drinking water has been deemed safe and it's apparently been tested. A lot of residents just have fears that, what made that water safe was essentially just dumping a bunch of chemicals that, we don't really want in our drinking water. Secondly, there's been a lot of people complaining about the air quality. I know I'm not able to return to my building probably for another month due to the, no heat, no hot water. And just people are complaining. A lot of the buildings suffered damage, and there's kind of this toxic smell of, generator fuel and sewage and, dirty sand. And people have just been complaining about the air quality. I wonder if the city manager had any update on, when this garbage would be picked up and when this mountain of garbage.
City Manager Schneerman, go ahead.
Sure. Let me start with the debris removal process. We're looking at a $85 million debris removal process, which is roughly the size of our annual budget. We're about 3 weeks into a six-week process right now. Everywhere has gotten a pass at least once or twice now, and streets are being cleaned. We have the challenge, of course, that our homeowners are all gutting their homes simultaneously and putting out construction and demolition debris. And our folks are getting that up as fast as they can. We've removed an incredible amount of debris thus far, 100,000 yards of bulk material, 4,000 yards of trees and vegetated debris, 3,000 tons of regular garbage, and 1,000 yards of appliances. It's a monumental task. Of course, we just ask for folks' patience. We have an armada of trucks that have come not only from Long Beach but all around the region in order to assist us with this effort. So that's the story on debris removal. In terms of our drinking water, we did two series of local tests here in Long Beach, and we actually tested the drinking water cleaner than it had been before. We got approved by Nassau County Department of Health. So our drinking water is safe, clean, and has passed every test, and then some with flying colors. I have heard some of the concerns about the air quality, and that's something that we take extremely serious. Whenever there were localized little oil spills, we've called in hazmat teams from the DEC, and we will continue to coordinate with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. We've had the EPA in here as well, and it's something that we're all going to have to monitor and take very seriously going forward. There are no pieces of that we have seen that rise to any serious level at this time, but it's something we've got to take seriously and remain vigilant with.
Joseph, thank you for your call, and hopefully those are good answers for you. We'll get one more Oceanside call in here before we run out of time. Rena, hi, you're on the air. We got about 30 seconds for you.
Okay. Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you, Dr. Brown,
I just wanted to reach out to you and say thank you. I'm in the 9E school district. My house and, as you know, the elementary school flooded. And unlike FEMA, I just wanted to say Dr. Brown and his staff provided so much communication for the throughout the past few weeks. We got email blasts and phone calls on all our different phones that would work about what was going on with the school and the kids. We were able to communicate that with to the kids. The kids went back last week, and, you know, at least my daughters are doing great. And so I just want to say thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you very much. Our teachers and principals went into the community during the 2 weeks and knocked on doors to see if the kids were okay. And late-breaking update, they found Slippy the Turtle, who was lost in the debris. And the contractors at School 8 found Slippy the Turtle and brought him back to School 8 this morning, and the kids were all cheering.
Now we have news. And I hear you're retiring at the end of this year, so this is a heck of a way to go out. Oceanside became kind of the center of protest against LIPA last week. Why do you think that happened in Oceanside?
Actually, it was my doing, Brian, because I felt we were being overlooked. There was no LIPA trucks, no garbage being picked up, no police presence. I decided to call a press conference in front of School 8, the school that's closed. And all the local politicians showed up and all the TV stations showed up, CNN and the national networks. And politicians spoke, and the angry residents who were yelling and screaming. And after that press conference, we had LIPA trucks, police presence, garbage being picked up. We just felt we were being overlooked. We know Long Beach and East Rockaway and Island Park were hard hit, but all the trucks were just passing through Oceanside to get there, and nobody was stopping.
Everything back now, power-wise?
Power-wise, just about everything is back. The schools are back on full power, except for the one school we can't use because it's being cleaned up. I think residents are back on power, waiting for heating systems in some cases, like me. But I think people are back on full power. Plenty of construction debris on the street. We're still waiting for that, and we're hoping we can get some help with that. Unlike Long Beach, we have to rely on Town of Hempstead and Nassau County. We're not a city. And we have a lot of construction debris on the street.
Dr. Herb Brown, superintendent of the Oceanside School District, Jack Schneerman, city manager of Long Beach, thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy days to join us today. We'll keep checking in with both communities, among the many other communities, to see how the recovery is going. So, again, thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Brian. Thank you.